for you.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing, Nadia?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. How do you like the twist of Parker being Daniel's son?
I think it's a pretty great and crazy twist. You know, the drama's never ending around there.
How do you like working with the twins that play Parker?
Oh, I'm just absolutely in love. But it's actually only one of the boys, Evan, who plays Parker, because he's so good that his brother Luke hasn't even had to come out on set once.
Aww.
So basically just one little boy is Parker, which is kind of perfect.
Yeah, that's probably a lot easier on everybody, huh?
Be able to make him feel comfortable, and the more time we spend with him, the more he really, like, you know, starts to feel good, and you know, we kind of get to bond and spend time together, and it really starts to feel more like real, you know,
mm-hmm.
a real relationship.
A lot of us noticed the first time he was on that he actually does resemble J. Kenneth Johnson. I was wondering if anybody on the cast kind of noticed that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were laughing about that, but we're like, yeah, he totally looks like me. which is funny. But hey, you know, but I think that's pretty great because it kind of, it supports the former story, which was, you know, why would there be any sort of question as to whose son he was
mm-hmm.
at a certain point? Because of the dimples working like him. Otherwise, you know, then somebody may have questioned it.
Well, my youngest was blonde for 2 years, so they do change their looks quite a bit. So he may look like Daniel in another year. How do you feel about Chloe being the schemer in these storylines instead of being the victim?
Well, it's a lot more fun being the schemer than being the victim, that's for sure. But yeah, I think that, you know, this time around, Chloe has just been tired of being so victimized and being so bullied, and that she's come back with a stronger sense of self and not wanting to take crap from people. And, you know, in some aspects, I think that she may have taken it in the other direction a little far just to sort of prove that no one can mess with her, and therefore she may not necessarily be listening to what's, you know, best for her and her future. But yeah, I think she's come back to town with her eye on a prize, which is what's best for her son, Parker. I think that's really the love of her life now, that, you know, it's not necessarily about Daniel. I think it's more about what he represents. And I think that, you know, so many horrible things happened in this paternity switch debacle, and that things seem like they're starting to look up, that it's what Chloe was kind of hoping for all along,
mm-hmm.
and that she's hopefully going to be able to have this family that she was so wishing to have and so wishing that she could give her son, because it's not what she had growing up, you know, bouncing around in foster homes and being adopted. And I think her goal really now is to be a great mom, and she doesn't want to fail at that. And she wants to be able to give her son everything that he needs, and she may kind of lose sight of what's really important in that process and kind of make some kind of impulsive, irrational decisions along the way.
Speaking of scheming, a lot of us are really enjoying Chloe and Anne's alliance against Jennifer. And I was wondering if you guys are fun. Is there anything, you guys have anything else planned in the future with Chloe and Anne?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not going to stop anytime soon. Yes, well, it's been fun to be able to have somebody in Chloe's corner and a friend, because obviously her friendship with Nicole is a little rocky right now, to say the least. So it's been, you know, obviously it's been kind of fun to have somebody for her to be able to vent to and scheme with and bounce ideas off of. And, you know, some of them maybe some Some ideas are great and some ideas are not so great. And they might fuel each other's fire a little bit for the worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, speaking of Nicole, and would you consider Chloe and Nicole frenemies? Or how would you assess that relationship?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think deep down there's like a love, they have a love for each other that's, because I think they relate and they really kind of understand each other because they're both women who do sometimes bad things, but with good intention because it's really out of love and kind of desperation and that they find themselves doing stupid things. I think, you know, they became best friends after and Nicole, you know, tried to give Chloe a flesh-eating bacteria. So they could be best friends after that. I'm pretty sure they could find their way back to each other after anything. But, yeah, I think they have this kind of screwed-up dysfunctional friendship where they judge each other, but they're also kind of projecting. And so they love each other because they feel like they're kind of kindred spirits in this world and they both understand each other, but sometimes they just can't necessarily, they won't necessarily get along.
Mm-hmm. We will be singing on the show anytime soon.
No, I wish. No singing for Chloe. That's kind of something it's gone out the window a little bit with the pace of the show now and budget cuts and everybody works so hard in such a little amount of time that they can't really make the time for music anymore, which is kind of sad. But you never know. It may happen again.
When are we seeing Patrika?
We said, when are we seeing Patrika?
Yeah, and what's she going to be up to?
She's going to be here pretty soon on screen. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to be able to work with her again, and I think it's exciting to be able to bring a piece of Chloe's family back. That's always something that felt strange to me because I felt like they were such a great family dynamic and so close, and to really answer some of those questions people had of like why wouldn't Chloe's parents be there for her during the prostitution and all that stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I think it would kind of answer some of those questions of they didn't know what was going on, and so now her mother wants to come and help be supportive of her and whatever she needs, and so it's going to be great fun.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. You have a lot of different fan bases. You got Flowey, you got the Broey fans and the Danlo fans. Do the Broey fans have anything to look forward to? Any Brady, Chloe?
Sorry to cut you off, but this has to be the last question. We're on time crunch.
Sure, no problem.
Unfortunately, no. I mean, they sort of like tease even us, the actors, with like a couple scenes here and there. But no, there's as of right now, there's no real future with Brady and Chloe. But I think we'll always be in each other's orbit. And Brady's kind of been there for her and helped her through the past few times, helped her through some of her struggles. So you never know. There's always hope for that.
Oh, thank you so much, Nadia. Thanks, Lucy, for fitting
me in.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.